We are the sinners. We pray to you. We pray to you. This is Sanchis Bhajan, Asi Ogun Nahare Ji, page 126. By getting trapped in the snare of attachment and maya, we've become useless. The boat is adrift in the ocean of life. Take it to the shore. Only you know your importance. Who are we? The poor ones. O giver, except you there is no one who is ours, my beloved Satguru. I am ignorant, poor Ajab, dependent on Kripal. We are the sinners. We pray to you. We pray to you.
Asi Yoguna Hare Ji Arija Kardiye Arija Kardiye Moh Maya De Jalach Fasi Moh Maya De Jalach Fasi Ke Ban Gaye Nikare Ji Arija Kardiye Arija Kardiye Asi Yoguna Hare Ji Arija Kardiye Arija Kardiye Asi Yoguna Hare Ji Arija Kardiye Arija Kardiye Bhava Sagar Vich Bedi Adge Bhava Sagar Vich Bedi Adge Lavo Par Kinare Ji Arija Kardiye Arija Kardiye Asi Yoguna Hare Ji Arija Kardiye Arija Kardiye Asi Yoguna Hare Ji Arija Kardiye Arija Kardiye Teri me ma tu hi jaane Teri me ma tu hi jaane Asi kona vichare ji Arija kardiye Arija kardiye Asi yoguna hare ji Arija kardiye Arija kardiye Asi yoguna hare ji Arija kardiye Arija kardiye Tere bina data ji koi na sada Tere bina data ji koi na sada Mere Sati Guru Pyare Ji Arija Kardiye Arija Kardiye Asi Yoguna Hare Ji Arija Kardiye Arija Kardiye Asi Yoguna Hare Ji Arija Kardiye Arija Kardiye Me Anjana Ajaib Vichara Me Anjana Ajaib Vichara Kirpala Sahare Ji Arija Kardiye Arija Kardiye Asi Yoguna Hare Ji Arija Kardiye Arija Kardiye Asi Yoguna Hare Ji Arija Kardiye Arija Kardiye
I am ignorant, poor Ajab, dependent on Kripal. We are the sinners. We pray to you. We pray to you. A couple of short announcements. First, a very big thank you to all who came to do seva at the ashram yesterday morning. We accomplished a whole lot in just several hours. And as always, it was lovely to work together. And secondly, whether you live locally or live afar, please register for the July retreat. We need to know the number of people coming in order to plan accordingly. Thank you. And we'll continue in our reading of Russell's new book, Stumbling Toward God, The Years with Ajab. So, continuing, Russell says, or writes, during this month, and he's referring to the month of May of 1977, the first tour. During this month, Sanchi had two group darshans specially for the Santpani Ashram Sevadars, about 25 people who lived at the ashram and did valuable and constant seva. The first darshan, before his illness, was an informal affair. The children came. There was a group picture taken. The room was full of love and joy and laughter. The second one was very different. Sometime in the last 2 weeks, after the recovery from his illness, Sanchi called us all down to his house, where he had a microphone and a tape recorder set up, and Patiji and Papu were sitting in front of him just as they did in the satsang hall. He then proceeded to give the following talk on a hymn of Swamiji Maharaj, with Patiji chanting the hymn just as he did in the hall. During this talk, Sanchi was very serious and intense, and we were all very aware of the importance of what he was saying. Now this is Sanchi. Swamiji Maharaj says, "How can I tell you all the tricks of the mind? The mind has so many ways in which he can deceive us that we cannot describe all his tricks." So what does he do? He destroys the love in the satsangis, and instead of that love, he fills them from within with jealousy, with duality, and people start hating each other. What does Maya do? Maya brings illusion within us, and Kal colors that with the color of dirt. And then we also behave like ordinary worldly people after giving up our meditations. What does Kal do with us? Whatever good thoughts we have had by attending the satsang, whatever meditation we have done, whatever knowledge we have achieved through the satsang, when the time comes, negative power tries his level best and plays all his tricks to take those things away from us. If someone has achieved a little bit of love and the will of the master or saint, the negative power tries to take that away from him also in due course of time. And Swamiji Maharaj says, "It is a surprising thing that when the negative power attacks us, we forget the forgiveness which we have received after attending the satsangs." Okay, from now on, this is like a satsang. If he says, "Swamiji Maharaj says," I'm going to say, quote, and then end Swamiji's words with unquote. So unquote. Now, how does Kal or negative power affect us? We are called satsangis. And we are satsangis, and we are all brothers and sisters in the Master. But Kal sits in us and makes us fight with our brothers and sisters. He creates dryness within us and tells us, "What is in meditation?" Coming into the satsang also, he disturbs us. He does not leave us even for a minute. Once negative power came to Guru Nanak and said, "You are giving grace to many people and liberating them. So give me some room in your Sangat so that I can also get something from you." Guru Nanak said, "No, there is no room for you. But if you still want, You can sit in the place where the shoes of all the people are kept. So that is why, when we are sitting in satsang, after hearing the talk of the master, we make up our mind that we will do whatever master has told us to do. But as soon as we come to the place where the shoes are kept and we put on our shoes, negative power starts affecting us and we forget everything that we have learned in the satsang. If the satsangis are loving and respecting each other and doing their meditation, then if the negative power cannot do anything to the meditators, he goes to the sevadars. And sitting in the sevadars, he will pull their minds in different directions. He will tear the sevadars apart, and he will not allow them to make their seva successful. And if he is not successful in using any of his tricks on us, then what does he do? He takes whatever seva we have done. Guru Nanak says, "It is easy to do seva, but it is difficult to maintain it." So how does he dwell in the sevadars? He comes and sits in the minds of the sevadars. And that's why some of them think that they are very good sevadars, that they are doing very good seva, and that nobody else is competent like them. And some people think that they are very good at organizing. So sitting in their mind, he creates this type of thing within the sevadars. Because if a few people start praising us and folding hands to us, then we do not want to stay on the ground. We start flying. And we think, we are also something. Now, when the sevadars go in different directions and start fighting with one another, Master warns us and rebukes us. "What have you done? You should not do that." And then the satsangis realize, and they repent. But they do not understand the tricks of negative power. When the sevadars start fighting with each other and becoming angry with each other, Master rebukes us and tells us, "Your work is to do seva, and you have to set an example for other people." When Master is telling us that, then our mind starts making excuses to the master, and the people start arguing and explaining to the master, "No, this is right," or, "Oh, this is wrong." This is the law of nature. The soul, which is affected by the tricks of negative power, and who starts finding faults in the master, goes back into the cycle of 84 lakhs, births, and deaths. Now Swamiji Maharaj says, quote, "It is a pity that 10 years, 5 years, 20 years have passed by doing satsang, but we have never recognized our master as the form of God. We have never had love and respect for each other, and we have never had any effect from the satsangs which we have been doing. We were supposed to make our minds humble by doing seva, but instead of that, we've got egoism in our minds." Unquote. If you cannot do anything, at least request your master, "Oh, master, we are helpless in front of negative power, but the negative power is not stronger than you. You help us. Save us from the effect of negative power. Do the simran," unquote. "Do the simran which he has given to you. Take the medicine which he tells you to take. Keep the abstinence which he is telling you to keep, and the disease will go away." When we call our master, what does our master do? He purifies the minds of the satsangis who are torn apart and are fighting with each other. When master makes their minds pure, they start loving each other, and everything becomes as it was before. And when we do meditation, we again get the same love for each other, and we start living in love as we were doing before. Now Swamiji Maharaj says, "What is the duty of the satsangis, to live in love for each other and to always maintain that love. Unquote. This is the order for all the satsangis, to love each other, to be united, and to meditate. If the satsangis are not loving each other, if they are not remaining united, if they are not meditating, that means that they are surrendering to the negative power. So Swamiji Maharaj says, quote, if obeying our requests, all the satsangis could love other satsangis and meditate, they will go to the court of Satpurush, and there is no obstacle which will prevent them from going to his court. Unquote. So don't let your intellect come between you and God. Do the devotion of Satguru, and don't keep any worries in your mind. Because now you have the Nam initiation, and Satguru has given you the opportunity to do the seva, to meditate, and to earn that Nam. So do the seva and always remember Satguru with each and every breath. But if you have any skill with which you can do seva, don't let egoism come in your mind. When you do any seva, always understand yourself as the low one, and always understand another as the higher person. Don't expect that after doing seva, people should pay you, and you should never think about praise from other people. You should never go on repeating your own praise to the people about your seva, that you have done this seva, but always keep humility in your mind. Many people have this habit that unless they repeat their own praise, it goes on increasing in their stomach and they can't digest it. Baba Vishnudas used to tell this story. There was a king who had two horns on his head. He had a special barber who did not tell anyone about the horns, because that was the question of his trust. He thought, now, another barber will not be able to digest this information. He will tell other people, and that is not good. So he called another barber, whose name was Veer Babaru, and he asked him, do you know why I have called you? Veer Babaru replied, yes, because I am a very good barber, and I can cut your hair beautifully. That's why you have called me. The king said, well, that is one thing. But there is one more reason why I have called you here. And then the king took off his cap and showed him. You see, I have two horns. But you should not tell this to anyone. If you tell it to anyone, I will kill you and also your family, plus the person to whom you tell this secret. So beware that you don't tell this to anyone. Veer Babaru said, okay, I will do that. But that man had the habit that if he could not tell something to others, he would not feel good, and he could not hold anything else in his stomach. When he went back to his home, and he was not allowed to tell this thing to others, his stomach went on increasing and increasing, because that thing was still in his stomach. Eventually, he became sick, because that thing was still in his stomach. Many doctors were called, but that was not a disease that a doctor could cure. Some wise people were called, and they thought it had something to do with his mind. And they asked him, tell us the truth. Why is this? And he said, I have one thing, but if I tell this thing to anyone, then I will be killed and my family will also die. But if I don't tell it, then you see my condition, and I will die in either case. So one of these wise men told him, and he was lying on a bed, he couldn't walk, told him to tell four people to take his bed into the forest and then go away from him. And facing any tree, he could tell the tree whatever he had on his mind. And in that way, he could get rid of it, and his stomach would become all right. So he went there, and facing towards one tree, he said in a very impressive chant, "Here, Babaru says this, the king has two horns." It so happened that later that tree was cut down, and the wood was used in making a harmonium and a tabla. Those are musical instruments. Then the king's wife gave birth to a son, so the king called all the musicians to celebrate. It so happened that the musicians were using the same harmonium and tabla. Before starting a program, they always tuned their instruments. And so when they started tuning the harmonium, the sound came out, "King has two horns." The people were amazed, and they asked, "Who is saying this?" And when the tabla player started tuning, it said, "Veer Babaru." So then the king took off his hat, and he said, "It is true, I have two horns." So people like Veer Babaru cannot hold anything in their stomachs, and this thing happened. So if we people get the opportunity from God to do the seva, we should hold everything within us. But not like Veer Babaru, we should not let our stomach go on increasing and increasing. We should digest it. So Swamiji Maharaj says, quote, "Why are you proud? Who knows at what moment death will come? Whatever seva we do, only that is counted in our devotion. You see the beggar? How much people are taunting him and giving him a very hard time. But he is so humble that he never replies to that treatment. No matter what anybody says, the beggar will not give any place to that bad feeling in his mind." Unquote. Without Satguru's grace, a soul cannot be successful. That is why we should always remember that it is Satguru's grace which is working and helping us in our every single work. One other thing also comes up here. Some people show love and humility from outside, but from within, they are jealous and they hate others. For them, purification is almost impossible. Master Sawan Singh used to say that it is not a good thing to remove one veil and then hide in another veil. It is not good to purify from outside, but from inside to leave all the dirt uncleared. That beggar has not attended any satsangs, but still he is pure. But you have attended many satsangs. You have done many things, but still you have not given up your egoism. Still, you have not developed humility. Then what have you done after attending so many satsangs? First of all, develop humility and keep that humility within you. And if anybody commits any mistake, the others should try to forgive him. And the person who is doing that mistake should repent. If anyone is doing something wrong, talking or saying bitter words towards others. It is the work of the one who has done that to go and ask for forgiveness from the others. Any heart in which jealousy and enmity is there, when looking at other people's seva and meditation, it is very difficult to purify. That heart himself feels that pain, and it's very difficult to get rid of that pain. Whoever has jealousy within him, he should understand that he is losing too much. If he himself cannot do anything about that, he should ask for Satguru's help. And only with the Satguru's help and grace, he can resolve that problem. But he who has this thing in his heart, he himself should give some attention to purification. And we can purify ourselves from within only with the help of Simran. Simran can do that. If the satsangi cannot be successful by using his own efforts, he should start requesting Satguru. I am helpless. I am powerless. Please help me. He is our eternal grace. He definitely helps us. You should not try to hide any faults from the Satguru, because he is all conscious and he knows everything. Whatever faults that you have, you should tell Satguru, and you should always feel the presence of the Satguru around you. And when you confess in front of Satguru, make up your mind that you will not repeat those faults again. It is not good to request from one side and then keep repeating the same thing on the other side. Request to Satguru in this way. O Satguru, Swami, I am blessed in front of you, and you are light. You help me, and you enlighten me. O Satguru, when you shower grace on me, only then I can be successful. There's no other remedy for this. Without Satguru's grace, no soul can become successful. And now Swamiji Maharaj says, quote, you don't understand that no enemy is coming from outside. Mind, our enemy, is residing within us. Unquote. Mind is within everyone. You should not think that only the other person has the enemy, the mind, and that you don't. Everybody has the mind. Everybody has his enemy within. And that enemy is the agent of Kal, and he has the duty from Kal not to allow any soul to do Satguru's work. That is why he is holding us. So what is the medicine for this? Do satsang. Get the earnings of the meditation of Nam and receive the grace of the Master. With the help of and grace of the Master, all our bad deeds and thoughts will go away from us, and we will become pure. But those who hide everything from the Satguru, and after going to Satguru, even if they have many faults, they still say, I have not done any mistake, and I'm doing so much meditation. For such people, what can be done? Such a person never understands that Master is looking at his every thought, his every action. He always takes the Master as an ordinary human being, and that is why he goes on committing mistakes. under the impression that nobody is there to see them. Swamiji Maharaj says that those who understand Master as an ordinary human being and do not understand him as God, and those who always think that the Master is not looking at their bad deeds, for them, there's no remedy. They have that kind of disease that is incurable. Truly speaking, such people are not able to attend the satsang. And those who have the perfect Master, and after attending their satsang, if they understand the reality of the Master, and if they obey the commandments of the Master and copy the example or the life of the Masters, then one day they will also become pure, and they will be able to get rid of all the evils which they have within them at the present. Satsang is very pure water, and one who bathes in this water will get rid of all the filth he has within him. That is why Master Kripal always used to say, give up 100 urgent works to attend the satsang. And Guru Nanak says, without satsang, whatever effort we are doing is like taking the pure water from one side and putting in the dirt from the other. Now Swamiji Maharaj says, quote, we cannot praise the satsang. There is no other means to purify our mind except satsang. God says, no one can attain me through japa, tapa, or any other practice. He can realize me only with the help of the satsang. There's no other way for the liberation of the soul. You cannot be liberated if you will not attend satsang. Unquote. And also, Swamiji Maharaj says, quote, in the Kali Yuga, there are only three means for liberation: satsang, nam, and the perfect Master. Those who have the perfect Master, and those who are meditating on nam, and those who have made their satsang, they should understand that now they are redeemed. But if we are doing any japa, tapa, or other practice, instead of making our minds small and thin, we make our minds stronger. Because after doing all those things, we become full of ego. It is true that in the previous yugas or ages, the japas and tapas and austerities were the worship of the time, and the rishis and munis performed them. But we cannot do them because now we don't live long enough. If we somehow manage to do a little bit of them, then we cannot get the real truth. The scriptures say the austerities and the worship of the rishis and munis were meant for the golden age, and in this iron age, if we practice them, they won't work for us, because we have less life and less health. And that is why in this age the saints came and they discovered satsang and set up satsang for the benefit of the souls. And that concludes that talk. And then Russell comments, now we knew that this talk was of the utmost importance, and for years we used to play portions of the tape, badly recorded tape, at each ashram meeting. But that didn't stop some of us from failing in every single way that the Master mentions. I need not go into detail here. Kent Picknell has given a vivid description of the principal, but not only, failure in his book, Rainbow on My Heart, in Chapter 7, Spiritual Vanity. And that's from his point of view. And in my introduction to that book, I discuss it briefly from my point. At the time the talk was given, of course, none of that was obvious. We were all getting along fine. And as far as we, or anyone else except the Master, could tell, we all loved each other exactly as we were supposed to do. But he could see what nobody else could see, and he pointed a different way. Would to God that we had heard him. And we will leave off there. That was a lengthy reading, so we will go on to the satsang talk. And this is the talk that Sanchi gave here at Santpani in July of 1990. And it was published in the April 1991 Santpani called Inverting the Stream of the Soul.
चरण गोर हृदि तारही चरण गोर हृदि तार रही पौकी तार कठन अत पारी सो अब उलट बही
आत्मा कहती है कि जड़ी तार उल्ट चलती सी वो हुण उल्ट के अपने घर की तरफ वापस हो गई है क्या किश्ती जड़ी जिधर नू पानी जांदा सीगा उधर नू वही जा रही सी लेकिन की होया कि उधरों हट के जिधरों पानी आ रहा सी उधर नू हो चलना शुरू कर दिता कि आत्मा जिस देश दे विचो जिस प्रभु सतनाम तो विछड़ी सी इन्हें उधर नू जाना शुरू कर दिता 84 दा चक्कर मुक गया और आत्मा जागती घर की तरफ सचेत हो गई है जेड़े अंदर नहीं जाते उन्होंने की पता है कि साड़ी तार उल्टी उल्ट गई है
The soul says that the stream or the current which was flowing in the opposite direction has changed and now it is flowing in the right direction. The boat which was first being swayed off in the current in the stream, now it has realized that where it is supposed to go. So it is going to the place from where the water is coming. It means that the soul which was being dragged away by the other passions and things which was being swayed away in other streams, now she has realized and she is going to the place from where she had come. She has converted, she has inverted the direction, changed the direction of the stream, and now she is going back to Satnam, the place from where she was separated. Those who do not go in the within, how can they know that which is the direction which we have to take? And only those who go in the within, they realize that now the direction of the stream of their soul has been changed.
Atma Gandhi, okay. ਮੈਂ ਜਦ ਦੀ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਤੋਂ ਵਿਛੜੀ ਹਾਂ ਪਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰੋੜਾਂ ਯੁੱਗ ਹੋ ਗਏ ਇਹ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਆਏ ਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਬਤਾ ਸਕਦੀ ਕਿੰਨੇ ਮੈਂ ਪਤੀ ਬਣਾਏ ਕਿੰਨੀਆਂ ਪਤਨੀਆਂ ਬਣਾਈਆਂ ਕਿੰਨੇ ਵਾਰੀ ਮੈਂ ਬੱਚਾ ਬਣਿਆ ਕਿੰਨੇ ਵਾਰੀ ਮੈਂ ਜਾਨਵਰ ਬਣਿਆ ਔਰ ਕਿਤਨੀ ਦਫ਼ਾ ਮੈਂ ਇਹ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਭੰਬਲ ਭੂਸੇ ਖਾਧੇ ਅੱਜ ਇੱਕ ਉਸ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਦਇਆ ਨਾਲ ਮੈਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਘਰ ਨੂੰ ਆਪਣੇ ਦੇਸ਼ ਨੂੰ ਰਵਾਨਾ ਹੋ ਗਈ ਹਾਂ
The soul says that ever since I got separated from God Almighty, I do not know that how long it has been, maybe it has been billions of years, but I don't know that how long it has been, but ever since I got separated from God Almighty, many times I became a child, many times I became a parent, many times I became mother, father, many times I became animal, I don't know, many times I got kicked and knocked and I went around in this world, but now finally I have come to the door of the Master who has assured and who has given me the liberation.
Atma kehndi hai ke o pavsagar di taar ਬੜੀ ਕਠਿਨ ਹੈ ਜਿਸ ਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਪਾਰ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਰਿਖੀ ਮੁਨੀ ਕੰਬ ਉੱਠੇ
The soul says that the stream or the ocean of this world is very difficult to cross and even the great rishis and munis trembled when it came for them to cross this ocean of life
ਆਤਮਾ ਜੋਸ਼ ਵਿੱਚ ਆ ਕੇ ਕਹਿੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਨਾ ਮਾਤਾ, ਨਾ ਭੈਣ, ਨਾ ਭਰਾ, ਨਾ ਕੋਈ ਸਮਾਜ ਸਾਡੀ ਅੱਜ ਤੱਕ ਮਦਦ ਕਰ ਸਕਿਆ। ਇਹ ਗੁਰੂ ਹੀ ਸੀ ਜਿਸਨੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਮਨ ਨੂੰ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਬਖਸ਼ੀ ਔਰ ਆਤਮਾ 'ਤੇ ਰਹਿਮ ਖਾ ਕੇ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਵਾਪਸ ਜਾਣ ਦਾ ਰਸਤਾ ਦੱਸਿਆ।
ਇਨ ਆਲ ਹਰ ਐਂਥੂਸੀਆਜ਼ਮ ਦ ਸੋਲ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਅਪ ਅੰਟਿਲ ਨਾਓ ਨੋ ਵਨ ਹੈਲਪ ਮੀ, ਨੀਦਰ ਮਾਈ ਮਦਰ, ਮਾਈ ਫਾਦਰ, ਨੋਰ ਮਾਈ ਫਾਦਰ, ਨੋ ਬ੍ਰਦਰ, ਨੋ ਸਿਸਟਰ ਐਵਰ ਹੈਲਪ ਮੀ। ਇਟ ਵਾਜ਼ ਓਨਲੀ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਹੂ ਬਿਕੇਮ ਮਰਸੀਫੁਲ ਔਨ ਮੀ, ਹੀ ਬਿਕੇਮ ਕਾਇੰਡ ਔਨ ਮੀ ਐਂਡ ਗ੍ਰੇਸ਼ੀਅਸਲੀ ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਬਲੈਸਡ ਮੀ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਨੌਲੇਜ ਆਫ ਮਾਈ ਰੀਅਲ ਹੋਮ ਐਂਡ ਹੈਜ਼ ਹੈਲਪ ਮੀ ਟੂ ਗੋ ਬੈਕ ਹੋਮ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕੌਣ ਸਾਡੇ ਸੱਜਣ ਹੈ, ਕੌਣ ਸਾਡੇ ਮਿੱਤਰ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਔਖੇ ਵੇਲੇ ਕੰਮ ਆ ਜਾਣ। ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਸੱਜਣ ਸੇ ਹੀ ਆਖੀਏ ਜੋ ਚੱਲਦਿਆਂ ਨਾਲ ਚੱਲਣ, ਜਿੱਥੇ ਲੇਖਾ ਮੰਗੀਏ ਤਿੱਥੇ ਖੜੇ ਦਸਾਂ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਹੂ ਆਰ ਅਵਰ ਵੈਲ ਵਿਸ਼ਰਸ, ਹੂ ਆਰ ਅਵਰ ਰੀਅਲ ਕੰਪੈਨੀਅਨਸ ਐਂਡ ਫਰੈਂਡਸ, ਓਨਲੀ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਹੈਲਪ ਅਸ ਇਨ ਦ ਡਿਫੀਕਲਟ ਮੂਮੈਂਟਸ। ਹੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਕਾਲ ਦੈਮ ਐਸ ਯੋਰ ਫਰੈਂਡਸ ਐਂਡ ਕੰਪੈਨੀਅਨਸ ਹੂ ਵਾਕ ਅਲੋਂਗ ਵਿਦ ਯੂ ਐਂਡ ਵੇਅਰ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਬੀ ਆਸਕਡ ਫਾਰ ਸੈਟਲਿੰਗ ਦੀ ਅਕਾਊਂਟ, ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਹੈਲਪ ਯੂ ਐਟ ਦੈਟ ਪਲੇਸ, ਦੇ ਆਰ ਯੋਰ ਰੀਅਲ ਫਰੈਂਡਸ।
ਗੁਰ ਬਿਨ ਕੌਣ ਸਮਾਰੀ ਮਨ ਕੋ, ਸੋਰੇ ਤੇ ਉਮੰਗ ਅਬ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਗਈ, ਕੋਟਨ ਜਨਮ ਪਰਮ ਤੇ ਬੀਤੇ, ਕਾਹੂੰ ਮੇਰੀ ਆਨ ਨਾ ਬਾਂਗਈ।
ਆਤਮਾ ਜੋਸ਼ ਵਿੱਚ ਆ ਕੇ ਕਹਿੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਕਰੋੜਾਂ ਯੁੱਗ ਪਰਮ ਚੀ ਕੱਢ ਦਿੱਤੇ, ਪਰਮ ਕਿਹੜਾ ਚੀਜ਼ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਅਸੀਂ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਵੇਹਨੇ ਹੈ, ਮੇਰੀ ਪਤਨੀ ਹੈ, ਮੇਰੇ ਬੱਚੇ ਹੈ, ਮੇਰੀ ਜਾਇਦਾਦ ਹੈ, ਮੈਂ ਆਲਮ ਹੈ, ਮੈਂ ਫਾਜ਼ਿਲ ਹੈ। ਲੇਕਿਨ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੈ ਜਦ ਆਤਮਾ ਸਰੀਰ ਨੂੰ ਛੱਡਦੀ ਹੈ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਵਸਤੂਆਂ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਕੋਈ ਵੀ ਸਾਡੇ ਸਾਥ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਾਂਦੀ।
ਕਮਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਐਂਥੂਸੀਆਜ਼ਮ ਸੋਲ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਆਈ ਵੇਸਟਡ ਮਿਲੀਅਨਸ ਆਫ ਏਜਸ ਇਨ ਦ ਇਲਿਊਜ਼ਨ। ਵਾਟ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਇਲਿਊਜ਼ਨ? All what we say like this is my family, this is my brother, this is my sister or this is mine, all these things in which we say that they belong to me, that is all illusion. Because when we have to leave this world, no, nothing from all these things which we claim to be our very own go with us.
Isse param de andar kai vari padaish hui, maut aayi, meri aaj tain kise ne bahana phadi, oh surma guru si jisnu daya aayi meri bahan phadi.
I was born in this illusion many times and millions of times I died in this illusion, but nobody came and caught hold of my arm, nobody came to rescue me. It is only the gracious Sadguru who has protected me now and who has caught hold of my arm.
Agar aaj tak sanu kithe pura guru milya hunda, us to naam milya hunda, assi eh dukhi duniya ch haazir na hunde. ਇਹ ਸਬੂਤ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਅੱਜ ਤਾਈਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਐਸਾ ਕੋਈ ਪੂਰਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾ ਮਿਲਿਆ, ਨਾਮ ਨਾ ਮਿਲਿਆ, ਅਸੀਂ ਭਰਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੀ ਆਪਣੀ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਖੋ ਦਿੱਤੀ, ਤਦ ਹੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਇਹ ਦੁਖੀ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਅੱਜ ਗੋਤੇ ਖਾ ਰਹੇ ਹਾਂ।
ਇਫ ਵੀ ਹੈਡ ਮੈਟ ਵਿਦ ਐਨੀ ਪਰਫੈਕਟ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਔਰ ਇਫ ਵੀ ਹੈਡ ਰਿਸੀਵਡ ਦ ਪਰਫੈਕਟ ਨਾਮ ਇਨ ਅਵਰ ਪਾਸਟ ਲਾਈਫ ਟਾਈਮ, ਵੀ ਵੁੱਡ ਹੈਵ ਨੈਵਰ ਕਮ ਬੈਕ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਸਫਰਿੰਗ ਵਰਲਡ ਅਗੇਨ। ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਸਾਈਨ, ਸਿੰਸ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਕਮ ਹੇਅਰ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਫੁੱਲ ਆਫ ਸਫਰਿੰਗ, ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਸਾਈਨ ਵਿਚ ਸ਼ੋਜ਼ that up until now we never met with the perfect master, we never got the perfect naam. Only because of that we are here in this world which is full of suffering and we are drowning in this world.
Kotan janam param te bite, kahu meri aan na bangai, ab ke sat gur mile deya kar, shabad pe de un sar dai.
Mara Savan Singh kehnde hunde sige ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਲੋਕ ਇੱਥੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਅਭਿਆਸ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਨਾਮ ਜਪਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਜਾਂ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਜਾਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਉੱਥੇ ਨਾਮ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕੀਤਾ, ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਸਿਰਫ ਇਹ ਉਹੀ ਲੋਕ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਬੰਦ ਹਨ। ਜਦ ਅਭਿਆਸ ਕਰਦਿਆਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਖੁੱਲ੍ਹ ਜਾਂਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ, ਫਿਰ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਕਿਸੇ ਤਾਕਤ ਨੇ ਖਿੱਚ ਕੇ ਆਪਦੇ ਪਾਸ ਬੁਲਾਇਆ, ਨਾਮ ਦਿੱਤਾ, ਔਰ ਉਸੇ ਨੇ ਦਿਆ ਕਰਕੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਭਜਨ ਅਭਿਆਸ ਕਰਾਇਆ।
ਮਾਸਟਰ ਸਾਵਨ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਯੂਸ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਓਨਲੀ ਦੋਜ਼ ਪੀਪਲ ਹੂਜ਼ ਆਈਜ਼ ਆਰ ਕਲੋਜ਼ਡ ਦੇ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਗੋ ਟੂ ਦ ਸਤਸੰਗ, ਵੀ ਡੂ ਦ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ, ਵੀ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਟ ਔਨ ਨਾਮ, ਔਰ ਵੀ ਵੈਂਟ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਰਿਸੀਵਡ ਦੀ ਇਨੀਸ਼ੀਏਸ਼ਨ। ਓਨਲੀ ਦੋਜ਼ ਪੀਪਲ ਹੂਜ਼ ਆਈਜ਼ ਆਰ ਨੋਟ ਯੈਟ ਓਪਨ ਦੇ ਸੇ ਲਾਈਕ ਦੈਟ, ਬਟ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਓਪਨ ਦੈਰ ਇਨਰ ਆਈਜ਼ ਆਫਟਰ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਦ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ, ਦੇ ਰਿਅਲਾਈਜ਼ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਨ ਦੇ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਇਟ ਵਾਸ ਸਮ ਪਾਵਰ ਹੂ ਬ੍ਰੋਟ ਅਸ, ਹੂ ਪੁਲਡ ਅਸ ਟੂਵਰਡਸ ਹਿਮ, and he gave us the initiation, he has made us to come to him, and he makes us meditate, he makes us go to the satsang.
Param Pita Kripal kehnde hunde san ke anne di taakat ne sajakhe nu pakad lave, jad tak sajakha khud hi anne nu bula ke apni ungli ode hath vich nahi de dinda.
Supreme Father Kripal used to say that it is not within the reach of a blind person to find his destination and to find a person who can see. He cannot go to the person who can see by himself and catch his finger, catch hold of his finger. Until the person who can see calls that blind person, and until the person who can see goes to the blind person and gives his finger into his hand, the blind person cannot come to the person who can see.
ਇਹ ਜੀਵ ਅੰਧਾ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਸੁਜਾਖਾ ਹੈ, ਇਹ ਉਸਨੂੰ ਹੀ ਪਤਾ ਹੈ ਸਾਡੀ ਤੜਫ ਦਾ, ਕਿ ਸਾਡੇ ਆਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਕਿੰਨੀ ਕੁ ਤੜਫ ਹੈ ਉਸਨੂੰ ਮਿਲਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ.
The jiva is blind. God is the one who sees everything. Only he knows that how much yearning the soul has, the jiva has, to meet God.
Bachcha soya hoya hai, mata apde karobar vich mast hai. Jad bachcha jaag penda hai, mata de pyar vich rona shuru kar denda hai. Maa de andar mamta hundi hai, oh phorn aake sara karobar chhad ke usnu utha lendi hai.
When a child is sleeping, the mother is not worried, she is busy doing her work. But when the child wakes up and cries out for the mother in the attachment for the mother is also attached to the child. She gives up important works, whatever she may be doing at that time. At once she runs down to the child and picks him up.
Jab assi us parmatma vaste pakarde hain, is sansar de vich firde firde thak jande hain, oh saadi pukar nu sunda hai, oh zarur saade milan da intezam karda hai. Ik sant vaste ਪਰਮ ਪਿਤਾ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸਨ, ਦੂਰ ਜਾਂ ਨੇੜੇ ਦਾ ਕੋਈ ਫਰਕ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦਾ, ਜਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਉਸਨੂੰ ਖੁਦ ਪਾਸ ਬੁਲਾਏਗਾ ਔਰ ਜਾਂ ਖੁਦ ਉੱਥੇ ਚਲਿਆ ਜਾਏਗਾ।
ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਕਾਲ ਫਾਰ ਗੋਡ ਆਲ ਮਾਈਟੀ, ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਗੈਟ ਐਗਜ਼ੌਸਟਿਡ ਵਾਂਡਰਿੰਗ ਹੇਅਰ ਐਂਡ ਦੇਅਰ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਸਰਚਿੰਗ ਫਾਰ ਹਿਮ, ਐਂਡ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਕਾਲ ਫਾਰ ਹਿਮ, ਹੀ ਹਿਮਸੈਲਫ ਮੇਕਸ ਦੀ ਅਰੇਂਜਮੈਂਟ ਫਾਰ ਅਸ ਟੂ ਗੋ ਨੀਅਰ ਹਿਮ। Master Kripal used to say that for a perfect master, the distance does not make any difference. When he sees the yearning of the people, he will make the arrangements himself. Either he himself will go to that person or he will pull that person towards him.
We will close our satsang with Guru Nanak's bhajan, Nama Guru Da Satcha, page 146. The name of the Guru is true. All else is false. The king is unreal. His subjects are unreal. The whole world is perishable. The temple is false, as is the palace. One who dwells in this is false. Gold is rubbish. Silver is the same. One who wears them is also false. The body is false. Clothing is useless. Great beauty is also unreal. The husband is false, the wife also. Together, they destroy themselves through worldly pleasures. All the transitory things are attached to each other. Thus, they have forgotten God. With whom should one become a friend? All the world is leaving. The unreal things seem as sweet as honey. They've caused many to drown in hell. Nanak prays, O God, except you, everything is garbage. The name of the Guru is true, all else is false. Nama Guru Das Satcha, page 146.
Nama Guru Das Satcha Hora Kura Dapasara. Nama Guru Das Satcha Hora Kura Dapasara. Kura Raja Kura Parja. Kura Raja Kura Parja. Kura Saba Samsara Hora Kura Dapasara. Nama Guru Dasacha Hora Kura Dapasara. Nama Guru Dasacha Hora Kura Dapasara. Kura Mandapa Kura Mari. Kura Mandapa Kura Mari. Kura Besana Hara Hora Kura Dapasara. Nama Guru Dasacha Hora Kura Dapasara. Nama Guru Dasacha Hora Kura Dapasara. Kura Sona Kura Rupa. Kura Sona Kura Rupa. Kura Pena Nahara Hora Kura Dapasara. Nama Guru Dasacha Hora Kura Dapasara. Nama Guru Dasacha Hora Kura Dapasara. Kura Kaya Kura Kapara. Kura Kaya Kura Kapara. Kura Rupa Para Hora Kura Dapasara. Nama Guru Dasacha Hora Kura Dapasara. Nama Guru Dasacha Hora Kura Dapasara. Kura Mia Kura Bibi. Kura Mia Kura Bibi. Kapa Hoi Kara Hora Kura Dapasara. Nama Guru Dasacha Hora Kura Dapasara. Nama Guru Dasacha Hora Kura Dapasara. Kura Kure Ne Holaga. Kura Kure Ne Holaga. Pisareya Kartara Hora Kura Dapasara. Nama Guru Dasacha Hora Kura Dapasara. Nama Guru Dasacha Hora Kura Dapasara. Kisanala ki je dosati. Kisanala ki je dosati. Sabha jaga chalana hara hora kura dapasara. नाम गुरु दासा च होर कूर दापसार नाम गुरु दासा च होर कूर दापसार कूर मीत कूर माको कूर मीत कूर माको पूर दोबे पूर होर कूर दापसार नाम गुरु दासा च होर कूर दापसार नाम गुरु दासा च होर कूर दापसार नानक वकने बेनती नानक वकने बेनती तुद बजो कूरो कूर होर कूर दापसार नाम गुरु दासा च होर कूर दापसार नाम गुरु दासा च होर कूर दापसार
The unreal things seem as sweet as honey. They have caused many to drown in hell. Nanak prays, O God, except you, everything is garbage. The name of the Guru is true, all else is false. And may God bless us all.